The series of hearings across the state were hastily scheduled by North Carolina legislative leaders in response to a federal ruling on two state congressional districts. Three federal judges ruled lawmakers relied too heavily on race in drawing the 1st and 12th districts, ruling them unconstitutional and requiring new districts be drawn by Friday. The Republicans who drew the districts have appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court for a stay, and Chief Justice John Roberts has yet to rule. They could be called into a special session on Thursday to draw the maps. The hearing in Asheville was one of six teleconferenced across the state. The hearings were moderated by State Senator Bob Rucho of Matthews. Republican Representative Chuck McGrady of Henderson County moderated the Asheville hearing. In attendance were McGrady, Senator Ralph Heiss of Spruce Pine, Representative Michelle Presnell of Burnsville, and Democratic Representative Brian Turner of Buncombe County. The hearing was billed as a chance for lawmakers to hear from residents. Bob Penland was the first speaker in Asheville. He questioned the federal ruling, saying the election was thrown into chaos, especially since absentee ballots have been mailed out and some have already been returned for the March primary.
Speaking as a retired military person, I wonder how many thousands of ballots have already been mailed and voted, and you are going to throw those people away, and they are the ones that are protecting the rights of the people sitting in this room, giving them the right to vote for whomever they choose.
Not everyone shared that view. Speakers across the state said the mess was the Republicans' own doing, including Asheville resident Tom Byers. He spoke out against the redistricting process and the gerrymandering that ultimately results.
When people see their legislators treat governing as a sort of game, where every 10 years the winners rig the rules so they'll have a better chance of being winners the next time around, this does not build confidence or trust in the whole business.
Many speakers called for lawmakers to pass a bill setting up an independent body to handle drawing of districts. Still others complained about the hearing itself, arguing it was scheduled so fast that most residents would not be able to attend, though it should be noted that lawmakers are unquestionably under a tight deadline. Annie Butzner, political action chair of the Asheville-Buncombe NAACP, said the Republicans need to abide by the federal ruling.
We need fair elections. We need fair districts. Members of the Political Action Committee are calling on you to follow the order and redraw the unconstitutional, cynical, partisan maps fairly and immediately.
Barring a delay, North Carolina's primary will be held March 15th. For WCQS News, I'm Jeremy Loeb.